ABC Radio Australia.
Scientists are racing to find out more about that new COVID-19 Omicron variant as the cases grow worldwide. At least 10 countries have now reported confirmed or probable cases, including Australia, with many more imposing travel restrictions to prevent the strain arriving on their shores. But what does this mean for the Pacific? Dubravka Volodar has been finding out.
The world is on edge as the new COVID variant emerged, worrying health experts and governments alike.
There do seem to be these genetic changes in both sides, so both in terms of transmissibility and as well as evading immunity. So that means that it's an extremely concerning new variant. So that's why it's been named a variant of concern by WHO.
Professor Nancy Baxter is the head of the School of Population and Global Health at Melbourne University.
And it's been done very quickly because there's a large number of these mutations. So there's a lot of concern about this virus, but we don't actually know much in terms of how it functions in the real world.
The World Health Organization has assessed the global risk of Omicron as very high, but it emphasizes more research is needed. Dr. Stephanie Vicaire is an Australian epidemiologist working in PNG with the Burnet Institute. She says the new variant has changed substantially.
On a genetic level, this variant has more than 30 mutations, which just means it's got changes to the genetic code. And some of these we have seen in other variants before, but some of them are new. And I guess one of the key concerns there is that a lot of these changes are in the spike protein of the virus, and that protein is a key target for a lot of the vaccinations. So there are some concerns about the effectiveness of the vaccinations going forward.
Do we know anything about that, whether immunizations will work?
I think generally the hope and the belief so far is that the vaccines will continue to be effective.
Vaccines work more broadly, so scientists expect that they will still be effective. It's just unclear to what extent, so they have already begun to tweak them in case that will be necessary. South African reports indicate that the new variant might cause milder symptoms, but Professor Baxter says it's too early to tell.
There was a clinician in South Africa who had seen some patients and reported that these patients generally had mild disease. These were younger people, so a lot of the initial cases were in university students. So, I don't think that we can take anything from that.
That view is echoed by Dr. Vicaire. She says the sample size is simply too small.
There's lots of differing reports. It's milder, it's more transmissible, it's more severe, but no one really knows yet, and we're going to need a few weeks for data to come in.
A number of countries have closed their borders to people from certain African countries, but the head of the World Health Organization has decried the travel bans. Its Director General, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, says countries should work together instead.
Omicron demonstrates just why the world needs a new accord on pandemics. Our current system disincentivizes countries from alerting others to threats that will inevitably land on their shores.
While some countries have closed off their borders, Fiji is planning to open theirs for fully vaccinated tourists this week. Professor Nancy Baxter is urging caution.
This kind of requires a bit of a reset or a rethink of international travel in general, not necessarily for long term, but at least a short term until we figure out what exactly is going on with this new variant.
Dr. Vicaire, however, says border closures are not necessarily the answer. She says they can slow the spread, not stop it.
We have to expect that new cases will continue to circulate and new variants will continue to emerge. You know, that is the nature of a global pandemic. One key thing that we can all do is to be vaccinated, and that will reduce the chance of future variants emerging.
Epidemiologists say they expect the virus to change and new variants to form, so there's a new push for vaccines and boosters in many countries. Dr. Vicaire says that's good and bad news for the Pacific.
The majority of countries do have really high vaccination rates. And as we do believe that the vaccines will continue to be effective and to protect against severe disease, against hospitalization and death, hopefully most people will be protected. The bad news is that some countries, and in particular Papua New Guinea, where I'm based, has incredibly low rates of vaccination. And these are even lower. So South Africa doesn't have very high rates of vaccination, but they are higher than PNG. And I guess other similarities, you know, South Africa has high rates of HIV, of tuberculosis, and they have a young population. So I think this needs to serve as a wake-up call for PNG and a few other countries in the Pacific.
She says more needs to be done in getting the world jabbed and allow for a more equitable distribution of vaccines. For now, health experts are urging people to mask up again and follow other COVID-safe measures such as hand washing and social distancing.